In the headlines, expectant mothers have been reminded of the importance of early diagnosis in the reduction of fetal death from viral and bacterial infections. The National Competitiveness and Productivity Council has mounted a collaborative effort aimed at improving access to financing for small and medium-sized enterprises. And a move to address a critical concern of the citrus subsector is underway through the training of local citrus farmers and horticulturists. Details coming up.
Diabetes Awareness Month, and we at Massey Stores are so proud to show our support for the work of the Diabetes Association. Join the Health Walks, taking place on Thursday, November 14, World Diabetes Day. On that day, take advantage of discounts on all prescriptions filled at our pharmacy. And while you are in store, make a donation to the blue boxes at our cash registers. Call 452-7693 for more information on how you can support the many events and activities. Massey Stores, a committed partner of the Diabetes Association.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
'Tis the season of giving with Daikin. On Saturday, November 16th, MNC Home Depot will give you up to $400 off on selected Daikin AC units for one day only. Yes, up to $400 off. Plus, purchase any Daikin AC unit from November 16th to December 16th and get a chance to win a 50-inch smart TV. Remember, get up to $400 off on selected Daikin AC units only at MNC Home Depot. Tis the season of giving with Daikin. Hurry now.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Expectant mothers have been reminded of the importance of early diagnosis in the reduction of fetal death from viral and bacterial infections. In a recent statement, officials of the Ministry of Health highlighted the necessity for mandatory serology testing during pregnancy. Serology is the scientific study of serum and other bodily fluids using various tests for detecting the presence of different types of antibodies produced to fight antigens such as bacteria, fungi, viruses, and parasites, which provoke a response from the immune system. Senior Medical Officer for Infectious Diseases, Dr. Gail Gajada, commented on the details of the procedure, including locations at which testing is performed.
All pregnant women must have serology testing during pregnancy. Ideally, this should take place during the first 3 months and the last 3 months of pregnancy. Serology testing involves taking a blood sample to test for HIV, syphilis, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HDLV 1 and 2. All pregnant women can get their tests done for free at the Ezra Long Laboratory at Victoria Hospital. Testing ensures early diagnosis and treatment of the affected mother where necessary. Testing can also ensure that the affected mother can inform their partner so that they can be tested and treated as well. Early diagnosis and treatment reduce the chances of the baby getting HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis B while in utero, that is, while in mommy's womb. Early diagnosis and treatment reduce the chances of baby dying while in mommy's womb from any of these diseases. Early diagnosis and treatment reduce the chances of the baby dying from any of those diseases after birth. The goal is to have healthy mothers and healthy babies. Any mother who does these tests for HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, syphilis, and HDLV 1 and 2 are exempt from paying any fee for those tests at the Ezra Long Laboratory at Victoria Hospital. What this means is that all those tests are free for pregnant mothers.
Senior Medical Officer for Infectious Diseases, Dr. Gail Gajada. The National Competitiveness and Productivity Council has mounted a collaborative effort aimed at improving access to financing for small and medium-sized enterprises, establishing a partnership with the International Finance Corporation, a member of the World Bank Group. With the support of the Government of Canada, the NCPC will develop a modern secure transactions framework to enable increased access to finance for small and medium-sized enterprises using movable assets as collateral. According to a report presented by the NCPC, approximately 70% of a firm's wealth is concentrated in its movable assets, such as equipment, inventory, and account receivables. The council further noted efforts by the government of St. Lucia to address long-standing issues in accessing finance for small and medium-sized enterprises and improve St. Lucia's ease of doing business ranking through the introduction of legislation under the Security Interests in Movable Property Bill. In the wake of a recently concluded two-day workshop on secure transactions and collateral registry, Permanent Secretary in the Department of Finance, Concia Thomas, addressed the far-ranging impact of access to finance for firms.
This is important as 70% of firms' wealth is said to be concentrated in their movable assets. To support this initiative, a legal framework and a registry system will be put in place for providing credit using movable assets.
Senior Financial Sector Specialist with the IFC, Elaine McEachern, presented statistics detailing the challenges faced by local businesses.
The International Finance Corporation works with governments across the globe to develop frameworks that allow borrowers to obtain loans by using their collateral resources to help create new alternatives for SMEs to obtain financing. Elaine McEachern is the Senior Financial Sector Specialist with the IFC.
Approximately 57% of the firms in St. Lucia have access to finance challenges. Only 24.5% of those firms have a bank loan or line of credit, and 98% of those loans to small and medium-sized firms require collateral over 1.9 times the loan amount. Once the Security Interest in Movable Property Bill is tabled and approved by Parliament, the design and the development of the collateral registry will be the next step in creating the enabling infrastructure to increase access to credit for SMEs.
Senior Financial Sector Specialist with the IFC, Elaine McEachern. St. Lucia is currently ranked 161 out of 189 economies on the World Bank Ease of Doing Business Getting Credit Indicator. According to the NCPC, this ranking is expected to improve with the passage of this new legislation. Glenn Simon has more.
The International Finance Corporation works with governments across the globe to develop frameworks that allow borrowers to obtain loans by using their collateral resources to help create new alternatives for SMEs to obtain financing. Partner at Grant Thornton, Richard Pitterking, said though this piece of legislation is very technical and many persons may not initially grasp the concept, it can increase access to credit for SMEs.
I think many instances there are bits and pieces of legislation that we still need as well. One of them is the Insolvency Act, which, again, we have a bill, but it's not being passed. And without that, the lenders are not really going to get into lending to movable assets. So we need a number of things that have to change over the next year or so in order to open up our markets to a lot of new types of products that will allow transactions to flow and finance to be available to those who traditionally have a problem getting it.
Business Development Officer at Axel Finance, Mervyn Aegis, said this bill aligns with his company's model of credit financing.
It is, of course, heartening to see that everything is coming into place through legislation and, of course, institutionalization. So Axel Finance will definitely continue in the path that it has been to ensure that our small businesses continue to grow through the use of movable assets to secure their financial stability.
Irvin Springer, Business Development Manager at First National Bank, indicated that the passage of this bill will go hand in hand with a new initiative his bank is pursuing.
We're actually going to be launching a SME Competency Center in the coming weeks. which will be providing products and financial services to the SME sector. So the secure transaction bill now being passed will actually enhance this effort.
The IFC is hopeful that other member countries in the currency union will be motivated by St. Lucia's advances and consider making this solution a regional one. The two-day workshop was held at the Finance Administrative Center, November 5th to 6th, 2019. For the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, Glenn Simon reporting.
A move to address a critical concern of the citrus subsector is underway through the training of local citrus farmers and horticulturists by research and development technicians of the Ministry of Agriculture. Huang Longbing yellow dragon disease, known locally as citrus greening disease, is one of the most serious citrus plant diseases affecting global citrus industries. For local research and development officials, the focus is on equipping citrus farmers and horticulturists on island with the technical skills to easily identify and manage the effects of the disease. Speaking at the closing ceremony for the Capacity Building and Management of Citrus Greening Training Workshop, the Deputy Director of Agricultural Services, Barry Innocent, said the exercise was a timely move to initiate long-term actions in protecting the citrus subsector.
The knowledge transferred in this workshop in identification and management of citrus greening plus certification of citrus nurseries is a tool of power. It has left you not ignorant, but armed with relevant information to make the difference, or to make a difference. You can take the knowledge gained and do nothing with it, or you can take the knowledge gained, apply it, and make a difference.
IECA representative to the Eastern Caribbean States, Greg Rollins, expressed pleasure at the success of the exercise, noting that stakeholders have been exposed to a number of relevant topics, including early detection, control and management, vector identification, and understanding the citrus greening disease cycle. According to Mr. Rawlings, engaging the expertise of a citrus protection officer attached to the Ministry of Agriculture in Jamaica to facilitate the training was a strategic move which allowed participants to not only learn the best management practices of citrus greening, but also explore and anticipate setbacks which can occur when the protocol is not fully applied.
IECA stands ready to continue working with you. I hope this workshop is not just a one-off activity, but it's the beginning of what will be a continuous process of partnership, collaboration between the stakeholders here in St. Lucia, including the Ministry of Agriculture. We are going to be working very closely with Ms. Romaine, Hannah Romaine, who's the head of the Plant Protection Services, so that we can build upon this activity and take it to the next level.
Facilitator of the Citrus Greening Training Workshop, Alfred Barrett, Crop Protection Officer at the Ministry of Agriculture, applauded the decision, the dedication of IECA and the Ministry of Agriculture in ensuring that the exercise addressed the concerns and possible challenges the local sector may face in putting together a program of learning activities that brought trainees face-to-face with the lessons being taught.
I believe that citrus greening is indeed one of the most devastating diseases of citrus, as I said. And it is going to be a game changer. Those who are willing to change and adopt, like that bird that he spoke about, are going to survive. Those are the citrus industries that are going to exist. Anybody who will continue to do what they are going to do, you have 5 to 10 more years, and then you will be buying citrus from those who are like that bird who decide to change.
Crop Protection Officer, the Ministry of Agriculture in Jamaica, and facilitator of the Citrus Greening Training Workshop, Mr. Alfred Barrett. Now to the regional news developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as as $195 and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. West Indies player Nicholas Puran suspended for 4 games for ball tampering. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Wednesday, November 13, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. West Indies wicketkeeper batsman Nicholas Puran was on Wednesday handed a 4-match suspension after admitting to ball tampering in the third ODI against Afghanistan, an offense for which he also issued a public apology. Puran will now miss the next 4 T20 international games for the West Indies and will have 5 demerit points added to his record. The game in question took place in Lucknow on Monday. Puran was charged with violating a code which relates to changing the condition of the ball after video footage showed him scratching the surface of the ball with his thumbnail. Puran admitted the offense on Tuesday and accepted the sanction proposed by match referee Chris Broad. CARICOM ministers with responsibility for information and communication technologies have agreed to collectively approach the region's telecommunications providers to eliminate roaming charges throughout the 15-member grouping. In a statement, the ministers said this is one of the priorities they've identified as an early benefit with respect to achieving a CARICOM single ICT space. Following a meeting last weekend, the ministers agreed that the elimination of the roaming charges would provide social and economic benefits to the people and to the region. Grenada's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell, who has lead responsibility for science and technology in the CARICOM quasi-cabinet, said this was an issue which would give a real boost to regional integration and had the potential to drive growth and development in the community. CARICOM Secretary General Ambassador Erwin LaRocque, who agreed with Mitchell, said this should be viewed as a low-hanging fruit in achieving the single ICT space, which should be realized as soon as practically possible. An Anguillan High Court judge will seek an arrest warrant for Scott Hapgood, the Connecticut banker charged with manslaughter in the death of a resort worker after the man failed to return to the Caribbean island for a court hearing on Monday. In a press statement, Attorney General of Anguilla, Dwight Horsford, called Hapgood's concerns about his physical safety and ability to receive a fair trial in Anguilla totally groundless. Hapgood's legal team notified the presiding magistrate in an email sent the night before the hearing that they had advised Hapgood not to return to Anguilla. The judge adjourned Monday's hearing due to Hapgood's absence. A future hearing will determine whether the case will go to trial. Hapgood, 44, was charged with manslaughter in the death of Kenny Mitchell, 27, at a resort where Hapgood was vacationing with his family in mid-April. Hapgood is now considered a fugitive by Anguillan authorities and his bail has been forfeited, according to the press release. Anguilla is subject to an extradition treaty between the U.S. and Britain, and the standoff could set up a diplomatic clash over a case that has caught the attention of President Donald Trump. A notice filed with Interpol will put Hapgood at risk of arrest if he travels outside the country, but he would not face extradition unless that were formally requested by the British government, according to Douglas McNabb, an attorney with expertise in international extradition defense. The U.S. Secretary of State would have the final word on extradition. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, the former head of the Financial Services Regulatory Commission in Antigua and Barbuda, Leroy King, has been extradited to the United States.
Last week, the country's final court ruled against King's request to quash the 2009 extradition order signed by then-Minister of Foreign Affairs and Prime Minister Baldwin Spencer. Based on this, King's 10-year journey towards extradition ended, and late Friday he boarded a flight bound for New York City. U.S. prosecutors have accused King of being a key player in helping to conceal a massive Ponzi scheme carried out by billionaire and financier Alan Stanford. Antigua's Prime Minister Gaston Brown has denied allegations that Antigua and Barbuda violated sanctions imposed by the United States on the Nicolas Maduro government in Venezuela. 2 days after Antigua and Barbuda was inducted as a member of the Alba Bank, Brown traveled to Venezuela to sign an agreement of an EC $40 million loan to be granted by the Alba Bank to recapitalize regional airline LIAT. His visit has raised suspicions among local and international circles, with U.S. Senator Dick Durbin tweeting that he was troubled by the visit, saying that it was troubling to see Antiguan Prime Minister Brown convey legitimacy to Maduro while he arrests and tortures his opposition and millions of Venezuelans flee in hunger and desperation. But in an effort to clear the air on his recent visit to Venezuela and his relationship with embattled President Nicolas Maduro, Brown said there was no violation because the Alba loan transaction will be done in EC dollars, not U.S. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
In brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13 inch for as low as $99, 14 inch starting from $150, 15 inch starting at $185, 16 inch for as low as $195, and 17 inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Expectant mothers have been reminded of the importance of early diagnosis in the reduction of fetal death from bacterial and viral infections. A move to address a critical concern of the citrus subsector is underway through the training of local citrus farmers and horticulturists. And the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council has mounted a collaborative effort aimed at improving access to financing for small and medium-sized enterprises. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.